Greetings, this is David in a Fulcrum podcast. The title of this episode is 5 Human Development Trends That Are Changing the World. This Fulcrum first appeared in 2012 in writing and is the most downloaded of all the Fulcrums ever written. No day passes without it being read by people from around the world, so I thought to update it by way of this podcast. All 5 trends that are spoken of share a deep common denominator. All live within one another, and they all have countless expressions. The first trend is people are looking for new ways forward. People from around the world, from every walk of life, are experiencing the urge to look for a new way forward. You may be one of them. The reason why this is happening is not just because humanity desperately needs one, and by God it does, doesn't it? But that there is a new way forward. It is in the air, change is in the air. The air is imbued with the bright presence of new forces and opportunities to develop and grow, flooding the lives of those that are open to it. This is a hugely significant moment inside of the flow of the human story, bringing with it new forms of empowerment, directly available, directly possible for each human alive. There is no middleman. There are no role models to show the way forward, no examinations and tests and anyone telling you whether you're fit or not. Whoever wants it badly enough gets as much of it as they can handle. It is new. It never happened before. Presenting an exciting journey of self-discovery that we are being propositioned with on our own and together. No one is in charge. The powerful unseen directive is the reason why this is happening, which is to do with a non-linear evolutionary impulse that is arriving from the future. This is causing many of us to look for ways to take charge of their lives, set themselves free from the personal and cultural fixations that have come to live in their own history, to create space for the continuing unfolding of the unrealized human potential, from the unknown into the known, from the unseen into the seen, from that which lives as dormant potentiality to manifesting in many small ways every day that passes. Everyone is equal in the face of this flow of evolutionary brilliance, as the only thing it recognizes is that which is in tune with its utterly regenerative nature, ways, purpose. Inside of this new journey of discovery, those responding to it are also experiencing the presence of the kind of knowledge needed for this journey. It really is quite magical and perhaps even miraculous in how it works and what it opens up to. The instinct and intuition are working overtime in this process, becoming increasingly activated. Here is a simple practice to connect to the spirit of what is happening, to what is being highlighted, envisioning bright outcomes and following up with a succession of tiny little steps, small actions. The power of human imagination is also being empowered. And it's a great power. Such a small aspect of it, part of it, so far realized, being that this is part of the human evolutionary building site. And it all works because the human is a natural sniffer of opportunities and a proficient team opener of possibilities. It is in our DNA. And this concludes this part. Moving on now with the second trend, the rebalancing between the masculine and the feminine, which is a profound event in progress, living at the heart of change. Before continuing, please note that this part is a bit on the concentrated, expanded side in this podcast, warranting perhaps a standalone podcast, which we may follow up at some point in the future, and perhaps may call for listening more than once for proper absorption. And we shall approach this through a series of snapshots representing different aspects of reality. Let's take the first snapshot together with the following question. In looking at the world, what is driving it? What is at the helm of what is happening? Who and what is in charge? Because there are always two levels working together. One is the human level, the who. The second, the unseen world's influences working through human thought and action, the what. From the highest to the lowest, it's a whole mix of forces and energetic frequencies. The world we live in is made of many worlds all coming together into one, living and existing on a magnificent, one-of-a-kind blue planet. There is no other planet like the blue planet in the entire universe. One trait that stands out in this context is that in terms of overall balance, we live in a male-dominated world, and of course we know that. Some 90% of the world's heads of state are males, although this statistic is now gradually changing. 100% of the world's dictators and tyrants are insane males with their circles of power and mercilessly brutal red brigades, some wielding weapons of mass destruction, blind to the real world's consequences to themselves, threatening the world with unleashing hell if it threatens their hegemony. This is part of the warped reality of the 21st century that has come to be accepted as a norm. And how senseless is this? How do you handle this madness? Well, certainly not by being drawn to their level. It is important to be aware that what we are witnessing are people possessed by powers and power energetic viruses, if you like. And yes, this calls for a mature, impartial stance and researching mindset that looks at reality for what it is, the black and white of it, not what we want it to look like or what we wish it to look like or think. We need to be able to look at the black and white of it and read it for what it is. That should have never been allowed access to human affairs. Using the energetic emanation of violence, chaos, and human anguish and suffering as their feeding point to ensure their survival and continuance, because everything eats at all levels. A follow-up awareness is that this out-of-balance scenario can only live inside of a short view. It is completely tone deaf to the real world's reality of true human process that lives inside of the long view, the evolutionary, timeless, enduring, utterly constructive creational realms. And it is a natural law that extreme, moving to extreme, can only end up in imploding from within. It's a question of time. These are scenarios that are witnessing, are in play. Fortunately, there is a way forward, which is what we are about. Otherwise, this podcast could not happen. And let's move on to discover where it lies. The way of hope, brightness, inspiration in terms of the future of humanity. Moving on to the second snapshot, the universal actuality of feminine and masculine is in being an all-pervading natural law. Two complementary universal powers, balances, natures of process that gave birth to it in the first place and make it possible for it to continue. Human process exists somewhere inside of the gradient of many natures of manifestation of this natural universal balance, representing its evolutionary dimension, which lives at the heart of continuance, because if not for evolution, the universe freezes where it is. Evolution is the hope of continuance. The challenge for humanity is that the world strayed away from this natural balance. Imagine if one of those universal powers decides to dominate the other inside of some warped agenda. The universe would collapse in a blip because, as a first principle, it is an unseen, energetically driven process from which the seen worlds manifest. How fortunate that is that it's not the human mind that runs the universe. In the course of world history, humanity as a whole strayed away from this natural balance, creating scenarios where the males dominate the females simply because they're physically superior. But this is now changing because the natures of forces that are accessing the planet from the universe are changing. I'm moving on with the next snapshot, which is the nature of transition that the world is in, moving from an old epoch to a new epoch. And we are going to highlight one key awareness, which is that the future is not a carryover from yesterday, but increasingly a non-linear, exponentially non-linear appearance from the future. Note how the world woke up this morning. In the vast majority of cases, within minutes, yesterday floods today, leaving little to no space for anything else, anything futuristic in the evolutionary context, in the context of human development. That, unless we are in the business of making space for tomorrow, and many of us all around the world are in this process, engaging in different ways, from intuitively so to consciously so. To perceive the non-linear dimensions of what is happening, we need to be drawn to the place in ourselves that enables, that is made for, created for non-linear perceptions and non-linear engagement. It is quite natural for a human to do this because it has been made to change and evolve. We are an evolutionary building site. And it's the most natural thing for us to be doing. Moving on now with the last snapshot. The future is accessing the world via the feminine vector. This has many levels of perception as to the why and the how, from the known and obvious to a gripping, unfolding mystery. Let's approach it from the point of view of childlike logic. If you were a bit of bright, sparkling evolutionary essence, new intelligence and evolutionary impulse that brings new opportunities and possibilities, looking to appear into the world, how would you work your way into it? Because world governments and tyrannies are completely drowning in their own process. Even the most decent of world governments, and there are absolutely some trying people, look at what happened to the New Zealand Prime Minister. She got burnt out and spat out, trying to do all the good things. It has got to happen outside of the system. So this bright influence has to find another way. And this way is from below, not above, through the unassuming people of the world, those that do not have an agenda of power and control, but simply wish to see the emergence of a bright future for all. And there are so many of those around the world. They do not want to get anywhere near politics, but they are ready to create the space for the future to happen inside of their lives. Another challenge that this influence is encountering is that it is arriving from the divine realms of ultra fine balances into a crude world that is completely out of balance. For new birth to happen, it needs the teaming up of gentlemen and ladies. At the lower end, it concerns bringing children into the world. At the higher end, it concerns giving birth to a new future. To engender this critically needed new balance, it has got to access the world via the feminine. But when we say through the feminine, it absolutely does not exclude the masculine. It says both genders through the feminine to bring about a new balance, to establish the motherhood and the fatherhood of the future. And it challenges the ladies of the world to be on a discovering journey of what it means for a lady to lead, because most ladies that step into the dynamics of leadership are encountering the fact that it is saturated with male patterns. And sometimes the males around the lady will resist the lady trying to lead in the way of a lady. Both genders are being challenged, and I witness this often in my consulting practice, that even when ladies are being promoted to the top job, they often still fall into the trap of subconsciously imitating the ways of men in how they are trying to lead as ladies. The same with the men. What are the ways of the gentlemen? And here we need to escape historical imageries of gentlemen and ladies, as this is a new journey of discovery for both to bring about the necessary balance to create a space for the waters of the future to flood into the world and do their magic. This is already happening in small, in unseen, gradually, bit by bit, manifesting into the scene. It is in the air, in the way for this to manifest, and I mean to say the way for this to manifest, is by a new level of open and the discovery process between the gentlemen and the ladies of this world. And please know that we've all been trained into problem solving. It's always about doing something. What can we do about this? How can we solve this? But a big part of the way forward is not by doing, but by being. States of being are a critical part of the solution, even more so than states of doing. And if this may come across a bit too high up in the air for some, perhaps let it sink in a bit and ferment in your process without forming a view. The natural laws will eventually have their way with the world. So we are super summating the nature of space needed for a bright future to gain dominion, but hopefully this creates some thinking pathway, some food for thought, bringing this trend to a point. An updating of what it means to be a human being at this time. The human is an evolutionary building site that every so often goes through non-linear octave leaps, which is what we are experiencing at this point in time. The technological evolution that we are witnessing happening in the world is just a symptom, a weak symptom, with all its mightiness and the degree to which new technology is impacting our lives. It is a weak symptom of what is happening inside of the human system, the evolution of the human mind, of the spiritual dimension, of the human capacity to create new qualities, new capabilities that are relevant to the future of humanity. So the meaning of being human keeps evolving with the expansion of the human capacity to perceive, handle new energetic realities, create and develop new skills and capabilities. Imagine being able to imagine in ways that makes things happen, much more potently so than today. Imagine the future of empowered imagination. It's already happening in small. The modern technology cannot even begin to conceive how this works and how it happens. So what it means to be a human today has evolved in comparison to what it meant to be a human 3,000 years ago. This is one of the reasons that many of us are experiencing the inner nudging to set ourselves free from anything that overlays this new window of opportunity that has its little agencies in each and every one of us. And this process highlights many questions. I'm going to just air a few. You might want to have a go yourself. What does being in my element look and feel like? Because this is also evolving. What do I love doing? What do I love being? After all, I'm a human being, not just a human doing. And the balance between the being and the doing is completely out of balance. It doesn't really exist in the world. It's shifted to something like 90% doing and 10% being. And in that, when people are too much in the doing, they miss the depths, the connection, the ideas, the intelligence that can only come through when people are based in the being life, when they pioneer new states of being. All are continuing to evolve in tiny little steps, sometimes imperceptibly so, but they are. What states of being go with a human being, with being human? There's a huge range, spectrum of states that such small segment of this spectrum has been explored. What nature of relationship is possible between the human and the universe? And there's so much talk in the world about the universe helping human, the connection between the human and the universe. And we need to open this up, perhaps in a coming podcast. What do we mean when we say universe? Before we get too swept with the idea of migrating to Mars, why is the human on Earth in the first place? And what is the purpose of the human existence? And now you would be saying, hey, this is getting really philosophical. There's so many opinions about it, but let's provide a really simple pathway to develop, grow, and evolve. This sits right inside of the purpose, this purpose. Consider, just think about it. consider the universe without the facility of there being a being or beings that can evolve, can develop, can bring back to the universe meanings, consciousness, awareness that it will not have otherwise. Consider the difference between a human with a cultural flavor and a cultured human out of touch with a real human in them, such as a human with a Taiwanese flavor dealing with a human with a Chinese flavor as against a Chinese dealing with a Taiwanese. Difference that magnifies the sharing of the best of both as against difference that breeds unbridgeable hostility. We're seeing it every day. The human is looking for the human in the human, individually and collectively, towards new states of union between humans that are in the business of finding out what it means to be a developing, growing human being, each with a unique contribution to this thrilling process. And it is so thrilling, there's so much excitement in this process, where much in little is the name of the game. And it brings this bit to a point. Moving on now with trend number 4, the emergence of the religion of the future. The human of the future is a free human, empowered to come to their own constructive choices on their own account, not necessarily without help from others. We all need help throughout our life, but certainly not being persuaded or dominated into someone or something else's choices for them. The religion of the future is an illumined process, absent of warping politics and any form of violence. It is fashioned around the constructive principle where people work together to discover what it means to be constructive across the whole spectrum of human engagement. And the constructive principle is one of the most powerful in existence. This is the time of the many messiahs, with each person's uniqueness a contributor to the whole. Leadership is absolutely present, but of the kind that serves a greater purpose, never itself or personalized needs or interests. This is the religion of no difference, of live and let live, of human first, and any other local or personal flavor or bias being a colorful spice rather than a source of interhuman hostility. Each human being granted an equal opportunity to discover what it means to be human in their own way and style. This will increasingly reflect in how the world's education systems will evolve. Some already are in this way, increasingly placing the first principle emphasis on preparing the young for life as a developing human and for the newly emerging future, rather than anything else. The signs for this are all around us, also reflecting in how people's values and attitude to work and attitude to life are going through a profound transformation. This again, summating in a nutshell an emerging reality that we are all making baby steps into. Trend number 5. The future is looking for its voice through those that create a space for it in their life. The voice of sanity. The voice of common sense. The voice of reasonability. The voice of wisdom. the voice of childlike logic, the voice of truth, the voice of kindness, the voice of interhuman agreement. The future is looking for those who listen. And with that, this podcast ends.